them kids, running them crazy.
Louis Love is 14 years old. He'll be a freshman at Henninger High School this fall. Love is working at the Shawnard Street Boys and Girls Club this summer, where he helps take care of the younger kids.
I've been a member of the club for several years, and after time, I just tried out for a job, had an interview, and they gave me the job.
What's your favorite part of it so far?
Just being with the kids, show them what to do, because I used to do the same thing when I was younger.
The Shawnard Street Boys and Girls Club employs 18 teenagers. It's one of the many smaller programs and community organizations in Syracuse that hire teenagers in the summer. 16-year-old Jessica Hortez has done data entry for the club for 3.5 years. She plans to stay until she graduates from high school, after which she'll attend college and then become an engineer. But some of her friends aren't as motivated, she says.
Most of my other friends, they're lowlifes and they don't have a job. They're lazy and they just don't want to find one.
The summer jobs are there if teens know where to look. The city of Syracuse offers them more than 200 positions in various city offices through its Violence Intervention and Prevention Program and through the Department of Parks and Recreation. Many Syracuse teens find jobs through CNY Works. This nonprofit organization maintains a network of employers, job seekers, and trainers across the region. Its youth services program offers about 700 14 to 21-year-olds jobs and vocational training. Sylvia Connolly is director of CNY Works. She says the youth services program is unique because it offers vocational classes.
There aren't that many work sites that would take a 14 and 15-year-old. Plus, it continues their educational program. One of the goals for the school system and ours is to increase the young people's literacy and numeracy, and we've integrated that into the curriculum.
But not every teenager is working. No one seems to know exactly how many teens in Syracuse aren't working. Maybe they can't find a job or don't know what's out there. Maybe sports requirements conflict. Maybe it's just more enticing to hang out with friends all day. The state government's current budget impasse means that there's $10 million less for teen employment programs than the $25 million in funding allocated last year. For CNY Works, this translates to a $200,000 funding cut and 200 fewer jobs. But the big picture for summer jobs is still positive, according to the New York State Department of Labor. The seasonal industries most likely to hire teens, retail, trade, leisure, and hospitality, are growing. Older teens with access to transportation are the most attractive candidates, according to one Department of Labor economist. Transportation was a problem for Starsky Robinson. He grew up on Syracuse's east side. Now 27, he's trying to start a graffiti mural project in the city. Robinson found jobs as a teenager, but he spent all his income on travel costs and food. He says he sees a kind of paralysis in some of his younger friends.
I'm going to tell you now, a lot of them feel hopeless. Like, they don't know what to do next. They don't know where to go. They feel like there's nothing out there for them to grab. I don't know what to tell them besides, you know, you got to think positive. You got to get a higher education. You got to keep moving. You can't stop in your tracks.
Robinson says teens need more outlets to express themselves. Reverend Larry Ellis, pastor at God's Way Church in Syracuse, agrees. He says many kids get into trouble because there's nothing else for them to do.
You have a bunch of kids, many from broken homes, and then you have a system that doesn't want to see them on the corner, but yet they're willing to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to lock them up and run them through court costs. But when it comes to give them something to do, or give them a structure, we never have enough money.
Ellis thinks schools should stay open during the summer and offer kids different activities, as well as counseling and job development. Chris Jones is trying to provide this kind of support to the teens he works with. He's the unit director at the Shawnard Street Boys and Girls Club.
When I was coming up in the inner city, I grew up in the housing projects, and if it wasn't for a youth serving agency, you know, I might have been incarcerated the rest of my life. And you know, because of the people that were involved in these programs, they guided me right, got me in college, and, you know, here I am today. They employed me while I was in college, so I had money. I didn't have to get out there and hustle and bustle and possibly get caught up in some things. You know, I'm thankful for that, and I'm just looking for the opportunity to give that back to somebody.
Jones thinks inner-city teens' employment prospects are grim. He says that's why it's so important that teens gain experience. 16-year-old Tashira Burton is among them. She's working for Jones.
It's my first time ever doing anything like coming places besides school. That's the only thing I ever did. I ain't never worked before or nothing. They taught us how to get interviewed and stuff. What we got to do when we go to get interviewed. They're teaching us how to do our resumes and stuff.
Some of the people who didn't get hired at the Shawnard Street Boys and Girls Club still want to work. 17-year-old Jamie Hammonds is one of them. He has applied to 6 jobs. Nothing has come through yet, but he's hopeful.
I just think of what my mom says and how she tells me that I need to get a job. And I just think that, yeah, I'm old enough to get a job and I need to get out there because sooner or later I'm going to be out there on my own and the job just won't come to you. You got to go look for it.
Hammond's interview at a nearby grocery store is scheduled for Saturday. For the WRVO stations, this is Sky Road.